Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Startup Equity Splits Make or Break Your Company. Now let's get started with today's show. Picture this. You're about to launch a startup with co-founders, but nobody wants to talk about equity splits. Everyone's excited about the vision, the product, the potential, but this one 60-second conversation about who owns what could make or break your company's future. Here's the thing. Most founders would rather debug code at 3 a.m. than have an honest conversation about equity. But avoiding this discussion is like building a house on quicksand. Most co-founders fall into what I call the 50-50 trap. They default to equal splits thinking it's fair, but equal doesn't mean equitable. Startup equity splits are ownership percentages that should reflect actual contribution, not just good intentions. Think about it this way. If one founder is working 80 hours a week while another contributes weekends only, should they really own the same piece of the pie? The person betting their career deserves more than the weekend warrior. But how do you actually calculate fair splits without destroying friendships? I use a four-factor contribution formula. Weight these elements. Initial idea gets 10%, execution and sweat equity gets 25%, domain expertise gets 20%, and financial investment gets 45%. Assign points to each founder in each category, then calculate percentages based on total contribution points. Most importantly, document everything legally before you start building. Here's what happens when you get this right. WhatsApp co-founders Brian Acton and John Kalm didn't split 50-50. They went 45-55, with Kalm getting more because he was the technical founder and full-time CEO. When Facebook acquired them for $19 billion, this clear early agreement prevented disputes. Both became billionaires because they had honest conversations up front instead of awkward ones later. Your action step is simple, but not easy. Before your next co-founder meeting, calculate each person's contribution percentage using this four-factor formula. Have the equity conversation this week. Waiting doesn't make it easier, it makes it harder. Remember, fair doesn't always mean equal, but it should always mean honest. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson. Brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.